This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2081. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 8th, Alaska, Andorra, Antarctica, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Germany, India, Italy, Korea South, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, South Carolina, Spain, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Ben Cobb forwards some AARP news, a press release April 6th from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. A five-year, $9.3 million National Science Foundation grant will allow the Geophysical Institute to establish a new research observatory to explore Earth's upper atmosphere and geospace environment. The Subauroral Geophysical Observatory for Space Physics and Radio Science will be housed at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program site in Gakona, Alaska. The HARP facility near Gakona comprises a 40-acre grid of towers to conduct research of the ionosphere. This story does not make clear whether there will be further HARP transmissions upward on HF or MF, but at least we know lots of money is flowing into that site for some purpose. Andorra non, Alan Rose says, I noticed on Facebook April 4th from Christian Milling of ShortwaveService.com that a special broadcast is planned for Monday, April 12th, 2021, 40 years after Radio Andorra disappeared from the ether. We will resurrect it again for 3 hours, including reconstructing the hit parade for April 12th, 1981, 40 years too late. It'll be on shortwave as well as other media. It'll be in French via Austria on 6180 starting at 17 UT, and it could last 4 instead of 3 hours. Christian Gibaudot in Nice says it'll also be on the web at www.aquiradioandorra.com. The show will be hosted by a DJ who started his career at Radio Andorra at the end of the 1970s, and the antenna will be aimed due west from Austria. Via remotes in Brazil, I heard LRA 36 Antarctica again on Saturday, April 3rd, around 15 UT, on reduced carrier USB 15475.98. They were reminiscing about the Malvinas War at another April anniversary, but no sign of it the following Wednesday when they usually broadcast around 15:30, April 7th. Tuning for Brazilians on 31 meters on the air overnight at 0620 UT, April 6th, Voz Missionaria was coming in well on 9664.914, and there was a barely audible carrier on 9818.823, presumably Rádio 9 de Julho. They're supposed to be at the same power of 10 kilowatts, but it must be much less than the other one. Only one other Brazilian is ever reported by others, but not overnight, 9550. There are three others still listed in the handbook, but I think they must be long gone, 9675, 9695, and 9725. From April, CIDX Messenger, the What's News column, edited by Michel Rochon, from the RCI Action Committee. The last day for the staff at RCI has been extended. The staff was told CBC was not quite ready with its modernization, so they have to work until April 15th. Battered, disappointed, abandoned, they soldier on. It says, this mismanagement and gutting of the World Service by CBC must stop. It's time for the Prime Minister and his ministers to step in. This is no way to treat people, no way to treat Canada's World Service. How can they abdicate all parliamentary responsibility for RCI and leave it to CBC? What will it take for them to act? And Wojtek Gwiazda had a piece in the Hill Times of March 29th, RCI, a bridge between Canada and the world. It begins, CBC never understood that the uniqueness of RCI is that we explain Canada to the rest of the world. And at a time when Canada needs to be understood, RCI should be expanded and be ready for the challenges of the future. But the CBC is making sure it will not be. Also in the Hill Times, is a long list of former Canadian ambassadors who say changes to RCI are a mistake. Meanwhile, on the domestic side, CBC is also getting bad press. Randy Bachman to hang up vinyl tap mic at CBC Radio on Canada Day. David Frin writes in the Canadian Press, March 27th. Bachman says he's taking his business elsewhere after CBC Radio told him they are canceling his vinyl tap music show. He's 77, a Winnipeg native. His long-running Saturday night program has become a casualty of CBC's latest programming changes. Bachman will host a farewell special on Canada Day before shopping the show and its catchy namesake to other broadcasters, or revamping it in a podcast format. It's been on the air since 2005, a defining feature of CBC's weekend programming. Ivo Ivanov reports two more frequencies for the new CNR7 service from China, radio for the Great Bay around Hong Kong. They are from midnight to 11 UT, 15550, and 11 to 1805 on 7345, both southward from Beijing site, of course, in Cantonese, in addition to the broadcasts eastward from Kashi in East Turkestan, 2055 to 0100 on 9745, and 01 until 1805 on 13770. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan has some info about another Chinese station, Baibu Bay Radio, which transmits from Nanning Province some new programs. There is a Chinese program from Radio Thailand Cooperation at 1530 to 1545 Saturday and Sunday, and a two-minute program of Let's Learn Chinese Together in five languages at 1200 and 01 UT every day. The frequencies are 5050 and 9820. The evening broadcast at 1000 until 1602. Besides Cantonese, the other Southeast Asian languages include Lao, Cambodian, and Vietnamese. And the language lessons are also in Burmese and Thai. Dan Robinson says he ran across a surprisingly good source of African music tuning a European remote receiver on a Sunday on 5985, a fantastic program of African vocal and instrumental music, just as good as any program one would hear from the Voice of America. The headline is, this comes from China Radio International, how Beijing is targeting audiences in Africa on shortwave. It's the 16 to 17 UT Swahili service, which could be mistaken for an African broadcaster from the good old days of shortwave, such as Africa Number 1 or Congo Zaire. You never know what Radio Havana, Cuba will do next, where something is always wrong. They can't seem to decide which frequency to use for English after midnight UT, 6165 or 6145. It might change from one night to the next. We, of course, prefer 6145, since that's far away from WBCQ on 6159.93. And guess what? April 3rd at 0133, I found English also on 11850 from Cuba. I guess that was a mistake. Also on April 3rd, Ivan Ivanov in Bulgaria found that RHC stayed on the air after 07 UT. The English channels 6060 and 6145 were not modulated, but just buzzing or open carrier, while 5040 also stayed on, but it was in Spanish past 0910. He says the technicians in Bauta are asleep. Furthermore, the Cuban spy numbers hybrid mode HM01, which conflict with WBCQ 9330 in the 07 UTR, on April 7th conflicted even more. That stayed on the air during the 08 and 09 UTR until 0930, when they're supposed to be on 9065 or 9240. This time Ivo says it's the Behukal Transmitter Center where the technicians are asleep again. Many mornings, but not every day, the 13700 RHC transmitter in Spanish between 13 and 15 UT is also putting out spurs, as I've reported repeatedly. However, on April 7th, the center frequency was 13740 instead. Obviously, the same defective transmitter had been moved to that frequency on that date. But the next day, it was back to 13700 without the spurs. One of the RMI relays via France is on 15340 at 17 to 18 UT, according to A21 registrations. I checked it April 3rd at 1705, and there was a barely audible carrier, but surrounded by DRM-like noise, where none such is scheduled. Yves Ivanov says it's the clandestine for Eritrea, Dimtse Wegata Tigray, or Voice of Dawn Tigray, which he reports being heard along with white noise jamming. However, I'm hearing no sign of another clandestine via RMI via France, Baito Yaikel, 17545, scheduled Saturdays and Wednesdays at 1530, but no signal on April 3rd or 7th. Only broadcast four times a year, it better be done correctly. As for Zeta Zwei, which I mentioned last week, but it was on the wrong frequency, Saturday, April 3rd at 10 to 11 UT, supposed to be on 6095 via Now in Germany. But it was actually on 6165, it turned out later, where most listeners were not looking for it. According to Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, so they're trying again to get it on the right frequency, Saturday, April 10th at 1000 on 6095, according to Harald Kuhl in the British DX Club. There's another frequency where we may expect some Chi-Com jamming, Ivo Ivanov reports, that All India Radio reactivated its Tibetan service on shortwave, heard April 3rd at 1045 until 1200 via 100 kilowatts Delhi, 11559.8. The British DX Club, the question arose whether there are any European medium wave stations broadcasting in Sequam AM stereo, which used to be in the U.S., and a reply from AM stereo fan Dave M1CTK says yes. Three transmitters of Radio Studio X in Italy are in AM stereo, 1188, 2 kilowatts, 1485 and 1584, 1 kilowatt. He says you can tune in early morning or evening to hear 1188 in stereo via a Kiwi STR, which decodes it if you select the QAM mode. One he recommends nearby in Italy is the one at IZ6BYY. Wolfgang Duschel forwards a report from Ralph Ladusch in Germany, ADX, that he heard World of Radio Monday, April 5th at 18 UT via IRRS on 14580. That is the second harmonic of 7290. However, IRRS tells me that World of Radio will no longer be aired at that time. The plan is to move it to Wednesday at 18:30. But I hope we can get a time on Friday or Saturday when World of Radio is fresher. On La Silomar, State Beach, California, Ron Howard's report on the clandestines from South to North Korea, which usually make changes every Monday. As of April 5th, VOH did not make any changes from the previous week. Checked at 1110 UT, they had been changing them every Monday, but this time did not. 3980, 4885 best, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. While the other one, VOP, for quite some time has not been making any changes. We've already given their frequencies several times. Thanks to a tip from Michigan that WLW Cincinnati would be off the air from 700 for maintenance April 1st starting at 05 UT, I was tuning the frequency. First hearing two Spanish stations from about the same direction toward Mexico, one of which was definitely La Poderosa, even though it's only 5 or 1 kilowatts, XEGD in Hidalgo del Parral, Chihuahua. Around 0630 UT, I was getting some gospel music in English, which according to listings and the rough direction, might have been from CJLI in Calgary, Alberta, if not a low-power station in Oregon, KGRV. I'm rarely awake just before sunrise, but April 2nd at 12 UT, I got some more Mexican DX on 710. After the Mexican national anthem, it was La Ranchera de Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua, XEDP, except they're identifying only for their FM 89.7, XHDP. And after 12:06, they went right into their regular gospel huckster in Low German, a rather out-of-place language. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2081. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, we very much appreciate voluntary financial support. Thanks this week to Randy Stewart in Battlefield, Missouri, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. And Randy says, Glenn, it's about time I contributed to your virtually lifelong efforts on behalf of the Xers. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. In the British DX Club, Harold Cool says, I recorded an announcement April 4th at 16 UT on 5997 AM. It said, this is a free radio station with a strong transmitter. Judging from strength of 10 over 9 here in central Germany, he was certainly right concerning the power. The signal came from Black Panther Radio in the Netherlands, signing off at 1606 UT. Maybe they would be active again later. In North America, we might hear Radio New Zealand well on 11725 when it starts at 06 UT. However, on April 7th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says they stayed on the previous frequency 15720 at least until 0645, and that's way too high to propagate for us. Here at North American Pirate, Ball Smacker Radio on its scheduled Friday night broadcast, UT Saturday, April 3rd at 02, but probably started an hour earlier on 6960 AM. Meanwhile, there was another pirate in USB on 6930, Two Dog Radio, which lasted until off at 0216. April 8th, at the late hour of 0546, I was hearing what sounded like a real station on 6970 AM, All Talk, and after 06 I could recognize it as Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel TV, and it was parallel that cable channel. No one else reported this to HF Underground, but it had been reported before, Fox Relay on 6970, as recently as January 26, mostly in the daytime, such as 1755. Not a time we're likely to hear it in North America, but in Australian DX News, John Adams in Far North Queensland reports, Wantok Radio Light, Mount Hagen, Papua New Guinea on 7325, in the daytime there, fading in at 0433 with American preaching, and still fair at 0500 on 24 March. Even C. Wood in Massachusetts reports a station on 4949.75 at 0110 UT on April 5th. It was in Spanish, a brief peak, and therefore assumes it's Radio Madre de Dios in Peru. Of course, Radio Nacional Angola is also perpetually off frequency below 4950, usually reported as 4949.7, but he's absolutely sure it was in Spanish, so not Angola. Meanwhile, I was checking some remote receivers, however. Both Bonaire and Namibia near Angola were getting weak signals around 4949.727. While 7.5 years ago, the exact frequency for OBX7I in Peru was reported as 4949.762. If you hear a station closer to 4950.0, it could be Kashmir. All of these are more or less on the dark side around 01UT. Remember Vladimir Posner from Radio Moscow with that American accent? In fact, we're told that he holds joint citizenship for Russia and the U.S. Walt Salmaniev in B.C., who as a Ukrainian is not too fond of Russia, sends a report from RFERL's Ukrainian service about Vladimir Posner being in hot water in the Republic of Georgia. For some reason, he went to Georgia for a celebration of his birthday. Number 87. He was traveling on his U.S. passport. These headlines in the story. Georgian protesters cause famous Russian journalists to leave the country. Vladimir Posner cut short a visit to Georgia after harassment from local activists and opposition groups angry over his stance on Georgian territorial integrity. Local critics pelted Posner's bus with eggs, cut power to the venue hosting his feast, and accused him of being a Kremlin propagandist during their frenzy on March 31st, and April 1st. The notice on the Overcomer Ministry website says, with great faith in the power of the resurrection and the nearness of Jesus' second coming, the Overcomer Ministry announces the passing of our dear brother, Prophet R.G. Stair, on April 3rd, 2021, at 11:17 p.m. at his home in South Carolina. Several DXers soon forwarded stories from two Charleston TV stations, channels 4 and 5, about him. One of them, headlined, Ralph Stair, Colleton County preacher accused of sex crimes, passes away. I reply, how would you like your obit to be about your sex crimes? were merely connected to some unknown county, rather than worldwide impact as the last day prophet of God. Sure, we've not heard the last of BS. Most of his 24/7 stuff was already playbacks, sometimes decades old. As long as deluded sycophants keep the dollars flowing, he may live forever, like Pastor Pete Peters, Dr. Gene Scott, and other broadcast gospel hucksters. Stations subsisting on that cash may be nervous and in for cutbacks. WRMI has already reduced his hours, others carrying him WWCR and WBCQ. By the way, remember a few years ago the Overcomer homepage had an image of a boneyard, but it's long since removed. WCSC story says he died of heart failure at his home. He had been under hospice care, his age unclear, either 84 or 87. He was awaiting trial after being accused of sexually assaulting several women and children at the ministry. Ron Howard was surprised to learn from the WCIV story that there were much earlier charges against him. A background check showed that in 2002, he had been arrested and charged with 2 counts each of second-degree criminal sexual conduct, assault and battery, of a high and aggravated nature, and breach of trust. Bishop Bob Bierman, sort of with WRMI, says since Stair has paid in advance a month or more at most stations, you will keep hearing him until the money runs out. However, George McClinock, who used to run WWCR, tells me he would not pay in advance but did always pay his bills afterwards. On April 5th, Spanish Foreign Radio finally got its North American frequency going again, 17855, signing on weekdays at 18 UT. But it's far too high. We may hear it poorly at first, but it tends to fade out after 1 or 2 hours, forcing us to check frequencies beamed elsewhere if we want to hear them any later, such as for the English half hour at Token, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2200. 15520 for the Middle East is usually best, unless it's too high as well. Then try 11940 for South America, or 11685 for Africa. REE frequency management needs some lessons in Propagation 101, or they could check the WRTH page 43 for a table of the most suitable frequencies. From Europe to Eastern North America in March of April this year, it's 15 to 23 UT on 15 MHz, 23 to 03 on 9 MHz. Or to Western North America, 16 to 20 on 15, 20 to 24 on 11, and midnight to 04 on 7 MHz, but never 17 MHz. As for Central North America, who cares? They ought to go back to 9690, no later than 22 UT. While 17855 is probably well heard in outer space, in the Michigan ARE, Andy Robinson, Kalamazoo, says the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation can often have excellent signals for 125 kilowatts with pleasant subcontinental music, signing on about midnight 30 UT on 11905. It usually drops in mid-song around midnight 58. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany says the server of the Voice of Turkey routinely rejects mail to its German service address, deutsch@trt.net.tr. It says delivery failed to these recipients. Radio Stimme der Türkei, your message couldn't be delivered because delivery to this group is restricted to authenticated senders. He says this certainly restricts the email contact to the smaller number of hardcore fans of the service. There used to be a saying among gospel broadcasters, no mail, no money. If you don't generate listener response, you cannot show effectiveness to your sponsors and would not find new potential donors either. We all know that decisions about the future of a language service are often motivated by other reasons, but I'm sure the lack of response from casual listeners will not help the efforts of a language service to survive either. And of course, the same might apply to others such as English, and that might explain why there have been no letterbox programs since last August. The Rusty Exus story from Lena.ru, April 2nd. Ukraine has promised to sue Russia over the theft of radio frequencies. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry promised to start litigation with Russia over alleged theft of radio frequencies by Russian government agencies. Diplomats say the telecommunications system of the Republic was almost completely stolen by Moscow, since Roskomnadzor, despite protests, continues to issue radio frequencies belonging to the Ukrainian side to companies and departments, an illegal use of radio frequency resource. In New Zealand, DX Times, Chief Editor Stu Forsythe hears from A.J. Janacek of Radio Free Asia that according to Duane in the U.S. AGM Frequency Coordination Office, you are free to use one email address for reception reports to VOA, RFA, Radio Marti, RFERL, and other U.S. government broadcasters such as Radio Fardaw. It is qsl@usagm.gov. Found some amusing comments from the people behind some odd programs on WRMI and Channel 292, such as KMRT. It's at www.reddit.com/user/fastradioburst23. Projects they've been involved with full call letters are KDUB, KMTS, WTAB, KTMS. The amusing thing is a press release, the Quantum Rydberg Modulus Radio. KMRT is just one of a handful of retail stores and stations selected by the Many Worlds Corporation, MWC, and Universal Waveform Technologies, UWT, to participate in a new market study. In 2020, the MWC finalized production of their all-band, all-mode quantum transceiver, the Rydberg Modulus. It supports not only classic radio modes, such as CWAM, SSB, and a plethora of digital modes, but also the experimental teleportation COD protocol. The Rydberg Modulus Radio has also been known to cause the experience of time travel among users, and some have even reported wormholes opening up inside their listening posts that have taken them to parallel universes. Though we have not checked any one of the 50 entries for WHRI and HFCCA21, it appears that WHRI has completely closed down. No more shortwave broadcasting from what used to be World Harvest Radio. About that shortly when we get to Z. However, WWRB is back on the air. You may recall that Dave France neglected to renew his shortwave license, so has been off the air since last fall till the red tape at FCC could get it back. So I was hearing it again now in the summer frequency 5050, UT Sunday, April 4th after midnight, with the usual gospel hucksters and an ID for WWRB out of Manchester, Tennessee. I assume they're still active only on weekends. On April 6th and 7th, I was again hearing on 11835, a week signal with island music and so forth, the third harmonic of Radio Vanuatu, although China is now scheduled with their second program on the same frequency. In California, Ron Howard agrees that China did not start to interfere until about 0545, but propagation conditions change a great deal from day to day. The fourth harmonic of Vanuatu, 15780, is reported from far north Queensland, Australia, by John Adams, March 24th at 0303 in French. But World's Last Chance via Bulgaria is also on 15780 after 0700, says Rob Wagner on March 16th. Thanks to the absence of WHRI from 5920 and from Cuba or Romania from 5910, I now find ZNBC1 Zambia in the clear on 5915 when they're running overnight, April 2nd at 0227 with African singing and heavy drumming. It's wake-up time at 4:30 a.m. in Zambia. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor storm levels on 16 April. ANK indices of 20 and 5. Solar flux 70, April 9th to 13th. Rising to 74 starting April 21st. So concludes another World of Radio, number 2081. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening. And hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.